This is a good song. You'll love it. God is good. Come on. Sing it with him. Yes, Lord.
We sing hallelujah.
Come on.
Yeah. Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. From every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Yeah. We worship you.
Hallelujah. Who you are. Isn't that true?
You are good.
Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are. Sing it to the Lord today. Come on. Praise him this morning. He deserves all our praise.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and endure it forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You are good, Lord. So, so good. Well, this morning I want to start off with a little joke. And there was a minister. He parked his car in a no parking zone in a large city because he was short of time and couldn't find a space with a meter. So he put a note under the windshield wiper that read, "I have circled the block for 100 times. If I don't park here, I'll miss my appointment." With a little note, "Forgive our trespasses." So, when he returned, he found a citation from a police officer along with this note. "I've circled this block for 10 years, and if I don't give you a ticket, I'll lose my job." And this other little note, "Lead us not into temptation." Do you get that? Okay, take up your Bibles and say this along with me as they put it on the screen. This is the living word of God that I trust and obey. What it says is true from Genesis to Revelation. Today I will be taught from the word of God. My heart is receptive, my spirit is alive. As I learn to submit my will to his, I am forever changed, a child of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you mean it, say amen again. Woo, hallelujah. Well, today I want to talk on a subject that I've been working on for 2 weeks. I actually was going to preach this last week, and because of my condition, I was unable to. Which worked out good because it let me really work on the subject matter all this week. The goodness of God. God is good. All the time. That's the goodness of God. The goodness of God. Every new day gives us reason for expressing our gratitude to God, who has made possible all things, right? Worth having in this life and the life to come. People may respond to the goodness of God in various ways, but I like Romans 4:2 because it says, and it tells us that the goodness of God leads us to redemption. His goodness leads us to redemption. Turn with me to Psalms 107, verse 1. Psalms 107 and verse 1. Redemption? Like, okay, let's go into that. What is redemption? What is redemption? Someone. When you're redeemed, okay? You're bought with a price. You're adopted. Okay, also redemption means, okay, let's say if a guy comes in the store with a gun and he points a gun in your face and says, "You get down on your hands and knees or I'm going to blow your head off." Okay? Somebody comes around and says, "Don't blow his head off, I'll take his place." What happens just then? You've been redeemed from that person. That person redeemed you. Well, what happened when the Lord came? Okay? Understand what sin does. Sin puts us into an alienation with God. We cannot be in the presence of God because God can't be in sin. God can't be around sin. So because he brought his son down here, his son says, "I will become the redemption. I will take away the sin of the world." And how did he do that? He took away the sin of the world by going to the cross. When he went to that cross, laid himself upon it, he, got to understand, at any point in time, God could have said, I'm done with you people. You guys are not even worth loving. Okay? You're unlovable. And because of that, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Angels, take me home. He could have called 10,000 angels down at any time to save him. But he chose. He chose not to. He chose to go to that cross. And when he laid himself upon that cross and all the suffering he went through And all the blood he shed, at the very last of his sayings, he said, "It is finished." Why did he say that? Well, obviously, Pastor, because he was dying. No. Wrong. He said it is finished because he paid the price. And the ultimate price was of his death to give back life to us. He redeemed us by his life. That's redemption. He saved us. You're welcome. Psalms 107:1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for what? He is good, for his mercy endures a little while." Sometimes. What? Some of you got it. For what?
Forever.
His mercy endures forever and ever and ever. What does that mean about his goodness? His goodness endures forever. Forever. This is telling us to give thanks to God. Why? Because he is good. God is the very essence of goodness and love. And his goodness prompted him to extend his mercy to us in the most beautiful but meaningful way possible. The gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. It was the total goodness of God that caused him to love you and me when we were totally unlovable. It was this perfect goodness that caused the God of heaven to give up his only begotten Son, that we might have access to abundant life now and forevermore. Do you get that? My goodness, that should make you so excited. I could close the message now and we could go home shouting. But there's more to it. Just like the sun radiates heat during the day, God radiates goodness to you and I. Did you know that? Oh my goodness. We need to know it's not just what he does, but it's who he is. It is his nature to be good, and it is important that we know the goodness of God. Every good gift comes from our Father in heaven, large or small. It doesn't make a difference. Every good gift comes from God. Hallelujah. The fact that you walk, you breathe, you see, you have good health, you have new opportunities, you have a family. These are all the goodnesses of God. He is good. Any good thing that happens is the goodness of God. Amen. Right now, God is going before you preparing a way. The good breaks, the right people, the right job. The right job. Come on, somebody about to say that again. The good grades for you young ones that are going to school. He's preparing the way. It's up to you to accept the way. Let me say that again. God prepares goodness for every one of you. He prepares the good job. He prepares the finances. He prepares all of it, but it's up to you and I to accept it. Amen. Hallelujah. I think we should always be on the lookout for the goodness of God. Our attitude should be, I can't wait to see what God is going to do today. Anything good that happens, be quick to give God the credit. Be quick to give him the credit, big or small. Many times God is doing good things in our life, but we can't see it. We're only looking for the big break, the Red Sea opening. You know, the breaking of the sea, the great miracles. We have a tendency not to look at the little things. You know, that's just life. No, every good thing that happens to you is of God. Every good thing. The big ones and the little ones. And don't get hung up on just, I got to have the big one today. And if it doesn't happen today, then he's not good. Come on. Every good gift, big or little, is of God. If you have the right perspective, we could see God's goodness in everything we do, from the simple things to the more difficult situation. He is in control. Even the small, insignificant things are still the goodness of God. Whoa! God is telling you today that He is directing your steps. His plans for our life are for good and not for evil. His plans for your life is for good and not for evil. Whenever something good happens in your life or our life, we need to get in the habit of thanking God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Moses asked God to show him His glory, and God answered, "Okay, Moses, but you cannot see my face." Why couldn't he see his face? Scripture says no man has seen the face of God. And I believe if they would have seen the face of God, they would surely have died. Okay? If you take a good example of that, when they were hauling the Ark of the Covenant, you know, a very simple thing, hauling it from one place to another, one of the priests accidentally, because the coach that it was on tilted a little bit, and he thought it was going to fall. He didn't have faith in God to believe God would make sure it wouldn't. So he went to grab it. And when he grabbed it, what happened? He died. That was like seeing the face of God. So God told Moses, "Okay, you want the goodness from me? I'll give it to you, but understand this, you cannot see my face." So here's what he said he would do. So he said, "The way you will see my glory is by the goodness I give to you." God was saying, "The way you will see my glory is by the goodness I bestow on you as an example to everyone around you." Woo! Do you see? So I believe that when something good happens to you, big or small, that's like God showing you His glory in you. Wow. Let me say that again. So I believe when God is showing you the glory and giving you glory, goodness that He has in you, one way or the other, that glory is being shown in you from Him. So the glory of God is on you by the goodness of God being shown through you. You can say wow if you want to. I said it. Wow! This is good. This is your goodness, God. Your glory is shown in me through your goodness and is bestowed upon me as an example to everyone around me. That goodness is being bestowed so others can see it and wonder how in the world is that goodness that you've got. The glory is showing in you through God. Through God. Wow. Let me give you some examples this morning. Yes, He does. When my family, when we were living in Sacramento, we were going to Trinity Church in Sacramento when it was on Del Paso Heights. If some of you know Sacramento, you know. But if you don't know Del Paso Heights, it's in the North Sacramento area, and it lives. And the church is on a big boulevard, four-lane street. And beautiful church, 1,000 people. I was the, I believe it was the, we were going to Bible school at that time, and I think we were the junior high directors at that time. It was on a, okay. It was on a Sunday night service. Back then, churches had Sunday night services. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to getting my own building where I can have Sunday night services. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We want it. We're waiting for it. Make it happen. Well, you got to pray a little bit louder. God needs to hear that we need a building. And He already knows. He's got to just show it to us. So, Sunday night service. It was great service. Oh, my goodness. It was great. We were all excited, and we were just praising the Lord. This is when Jeremy, I think, was what, about 6, and Gloria Ann was he younger? This was on Del Paso Heights. On the way, we're walking 3 or 4. Okay. So we're walking across this big four-lane street because the church was so didn't have parking. So they had a parking lot behind. It was packed. So we had to go across the street to park. So we're enjoying the presence of the Lord and everything. And all of a sudden, Sharon gets an impression. Jerry, get the kids and walk fast. get across the street. Get across the street. Okay? So we're barreling across the street. Come to find out there was a drunk driver down the street heading straight for us. And to the point, we made it to the corner, we made it to the sidewalk, right when he hit a car right where we were at and rear-ended the car. That's the goodness of God. Is that the goodness of God? God protects. Another example is when we were in Eureka, California, and I was a youth pastor then, and we were driving home Saturday night to get back for church on Sunday, and it was late, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and Highway 101 and 1, they have the big rigs that are the wood haulers, you know, lumber trucks. And this one lumber truck was in front of us, and I was going to pull around it. Well, and this is late at night. I don't know if Sharon... No, it was on this side. She was, yeah. So the Lord, I was behind him. I was going to pull around and go in front of him. Well, as I pulled out here, the Lord said, go back. I went back behind the truck, and as soon as I did, there was his tire, 22-inch tire, came off the outside of the truck and flew across my car. If I would have been in that lane, I would have hit that tire and probably killed us all. That's the goodness of God. God protects you and I, right? Does he protect you? Okay, some of you might say this, Jerry, I got in an accident and totaled my car. I guess this goodness doesn't work for me. Oh? Well, you're still standing. You're still alive. He protected you. Another example, my daughter was in a car accident a year ago. Okay? She was a passenger of a car. Okay? They weren't at wrong. They were just driving down the street. This car ran a stop sign and sideswiped the car on the side and actually rolled the car. Now, what's the goodness in that? She's alive. She got hurt. But if they would have been 5 feet further, he would have hit her, ransacked him right in the right side of the car, and could have caused a lot more damage. Could have killed her. That's the goodness of God. That's his protection upon you and I. We need to realize the goodness of God in all our everyday life, and we need to thank him because what? He deserves it. Say that with me. God, you deserve it. He deserves all our praise. He deserves all our praise. Praise the Lord. Are you recognizing his goodness? Psalms 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who, what? Trusts in him." If you're going to taste God's goodness, you need to realize that every good break, every time you're protected, every door that opened, every advantage you had, that's God working in your life. Don't take God for granted. There was this man at the mall looking for a parking place. He circled the mall several times. Could not find one. He finally got desperate and called out on God. God, if you give me a parking place right now, I'll go to church every Sunday from now on. All of a sudden, there was a parking place that came right in front of him. Car moved out. He parked in. He says, never mind, God. I found one myself. Funny. But that's the way a lot of us act. We ask God. God performs, sometimes miraculously, instantaneously, and then we assume, oh, well, maybe that was just me. You know, and that's why I think God truly waits to the last minute in a lot of answering a lot of our prayers, because he wants the glory. We forget that every good thing comes from God. God caused the good break, and that's the goodness of God. He protects you. He protects your children. He protects you. And Joe, I know you've got some tremendous testimonies that you can say about the goodness of God. Missionary for 18 years? 18. we're going to have him come and preach to us. Give us, I'm looking forward to it, honestly. I am. I'm so much for missionaries and so much for what you're doing. I am. Whoa, you got me all excited, Joe. You do. Amen. I think we can all look back in our life and begin to see the goodness of God. Can you start to think and say, wow, I never thought of it that way. The little things, I never thought of it that way. The goodness of God, his protection, his favor, his financial blessings, his protection over addictions and removing them and being with you. He is always there. Remember your victories. Tell your children, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your classmates. Keep bragging on the goodness of God. And I want to tell you this. The more you brag on God's goodness, the more you'll see his goodness. I'm going to say that one more time. The more you brag on God's goodness, the more goodness you'll receive from God. That's how much he loves you, and he loves to be bragged on. So brag on him. The psalmist said it this way, I recall the many miracles God has done for me. Too often today, instead of remembering our victories, we are reminded of our defeats, our failures, our disappointments. I believe when those thoughts come, realize that they are not from God. And ignore them. And immediately bring back the memories of the goodness of God in your life. And when you do that, you build your faith up. Because the devil doesn't want you to have faith. And he'll do whatever he can to remove your faith. To take your faith away. He'll do it. He's not a faith builder. He's a faith decreaser. And he's going to bring in your defeats. God doesn't talk about defeats. God only talks about victories. And you're not a victim, you're a victor. Hallelujah. And that is so true. If you'll put that in your mind, God can be victorious in your life in all that you do. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61 and 2 says, Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness on the people. But the Lord shall arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. I believe this is the picture of the world today. Things are very dark and all you can see is doom and gloom around you. You see all this around you, but it cannot hit you. Hallelujah. And unless you accept it. But I believe that God is good, and God is saying, get ready for what is, for that is when I will show you my glory. His goodness will be seen in you, praise the Lord. You are the example to this world that's dying and going to hell. You are the example to this world of the glory and the goodness of God. Let's get ready for the goodness of God to come bursting through in our lives. Breakthroughs. New opportunities, new promotions, new restorations. God is willing and ready. All we've got to do is accept it. Your life is to be a praise to the Lord. You're not to be a failure to God. You are to be a praise to God. And the only way you can be a praise to God if you are victorious in God. Let the glory of the Lord shine in you and through you. And that glory is going to be seen in other people. And you're out witnessing, you're out talking to other people. They're going to see your glory. They're going to say, what you have, I want. And that opens a testimony for you. Say, well, here's what I have, and I give it to you. It's like Peter and Paul when they were going to the temple. There was a beggar man on the outside. He was lame. And they looked at him. I think he was wanting money from him. He was blind. And he was wanting money. And Peter said, I don't have any money. But I tell you what I have, I give unto you. Stand up and walk and look. And the guy got so excited. He could see. He walked. He shouted. He praised the Lord. He went into the temple and said that to the others. And that was an excitement to them. And many came to know the Lord from that. That's the example of what God is wanting out of you. Be the victor, not the victim. Be victorious in God. Hallelujah. And God will do it for you. If God did it for you in the past, He can do it for you now. But remember these three things. Expect God's goodness. Get up every morning and acknowledge His goodness for the day. Acknowledge it before it even happens. Expect it. Oh God, I'm expecting the good things today. I'm expecting some good miracle today. I'm expecting something good today in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Get up expecting it. Number two, recognize God's goodness. Recognize. Take time to know when God is blessing you, big or little. Don't take for granted even the little things. Even the cup of coffee that came out nice and hot and tastes good. Hallelujah. Praise God for the good coffee. I've had some bad ones too, let me tell you. You know, I even have to praise for the bad ones because I'm the one that made it. So you praise God for all things. Give Him praise for everything from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed. And I always like this one, number three. Always, again, always thank God for His goodness. If you will begin to do this, I believe you will come into more of His goodness. Those blessings will seek you out, and the light will come bursting through in you and through you. God is going to open up supernatural doors and turn all the negative situations into positive outcomes. Get ready for something big is coming your way this week. I believe it. I've taken 2 weeks to have to prepare for this. Can you imagine? I couldn't preach it last week. I was so excited, but God gave me another whole week to acknowledge what His goodness is. Next week is the joy of the Lord. So you got His goodness? Now let's take His goodness for to the next step of His joy. Because God gives us joy. No matter what you go through, that's the joy of the Lord. Because He'll put it upon you. He'll give it to you. He'll bring it to you. You'll possess it. You're not a victim. You're a victor in Jesus. Let us stand. I don't know what you're going through today, but God knows. And if you're struggling for some reason, whatever it is, and you might be with that attitude, God, geez, Jerry, I don't understand how you can understand and talk about this goodness. I haven't seen any goodness. Well, I'm here to tell you that God is good. All the time, He is good. And if you need a touch of His goodness this morning, a touch of faith into the goodness of God this morning, I want you to raise your hand. And I want to pray with you for His goodness to overshadow you this week. In the name of Jesus, I pray for this week that God, supernaturally, Lord, You will bring goodness into their life. The glory of the Lord will shine through them, O God, in things that they've never thought were even impossible, O God. They think that they'll never get that job, but God, You have a job for them. Bring the goodness, O God, in the little things, in the great things. God, I pray this week You bestow goodness in their life and let the glory of the Lord shine through. If you repeat this after me, Heavenly Father, I call on You today. Forgive me for my sins. Help me, Lord. Live my life for You. And let the goodness of You shine through me. Let me feel it today. Let me feel it this week. Lord, and let me, Lord, be a testimony to all those around me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you truly believe that, I do believe that God has got some great things in store for you this week. Great things are going to happen this week. Things you never even thought were possible will come to pass this week. Continue. Be positive. Be positive to God. Be positive in His ways. Because God is not negative. You know who that is. So don't let negativity get into your life. Be positive in all you say and all you do this week. And I believe and declare that God's going to bring someone your way that needs help. God's going to bring someone your way that needs strength. God's going to bring someone your way that needs the Lord. And they're going to see that positive point in you. They're going to see the goodness of God in you. And they're going to ask, what do you have? I need it. I'm struggling. And it opens the door for you to lead them to the Lord. Lead someone to the Lord this week. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that right now. That this congregation, each and every one, there'll come someone their way today. There'll come someone their way this week, giving them the opportunity to lead them, that person or that family, to the Lord. Lord, from being a sinner to being saved by your grace, the goodness of God. Thank you for it, I pray, in your mighty name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Do not forget, Thursday night, we're having prayer meeting. Thursday night, we're having Bible study, and it's good. It's on the book of James, and it's learning to understand faith. The book of James produces and gives you faith. So if you want to have more faith, come to our Thursday night services. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful week. Do not hesitate. I need those visitors' cards. If you haven't filled one out, make sure you do and give it to me, because I send out a little card to you this week. If you didn't get one, I'll give you one in the back.